On International Women's Day, Alberta's NDP called on Premier Danielle Smith and Health Minister Adriana LaGrange to support the National PharmaCare program for all girls and women in Alberta. The first part of the recently announced national program includes coverage for birth control and diabetes medication, but the UCP government plans to opt out of the program. Instead, LaGrange has said the province wants its full per capita share to add to the province's healthcare system. Access to free prescription contraception in Alberta would ensure that more women are in control of their own lives and their own economic future, said the NDP's Status of Women critic Julia Hayter, in a statement. We know that people who live in poverty are often forced to choose between buying food for their family and buying medication. We are currently in the worst affordability crisis in a century, and with the rising costs of rent and groceries, birth control should not be a luxury item. Related. National Day of Action to Search Manitoba Landfill Observed in Red Deer. In her statement on International Women's Day, Arts, Culture and Status of Women Minister Tanya Furr said Alberta has a long tradition of women breaking barriers. Every day, women and girls help us create better and stronger communities, and as we celebrate the achievements of women in our province, we reaffirm our commitment to advancing women in Alberta, Furr said. As a government, we continue to support women in fields like science, technology, engineering and mathematics, aviation, the skilled trades and entrepreneurship, where they have traditionally been underrepresented. We are providing funding to help women enter and stay in these fields, because women's access to high-quality jobs and opportunities to succeed in fulfilling careers is crucial to the ongoing success of our province as a whole. Related. Underfunding driving burnout crisis in Canada's women's shelters, new report finds. News tips like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.